Cedric and Alyssa, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, great to be here.
We'll be talking about Harvest Gallery, which is a newish addition to the local art scene, and about the exciting show that has just opened there. Alyssa is curator for the show. Tell us its title and what you want that title to convey.
The title of the show is March on Women, an exhibit of art by women on women. What I mean is it's almost a double entendre because it can be March on Women, March being Women's History Month, or it could be March on Women, as in empowering women and what they do in their creativity and how they've contributed not only to the art community but the culture of Cincinnati.
Who are some of the artists in the exhibition?
Oh, we have some fabulous artists. One of them is Terry Kearns, who's a recent recipient to the Cincinnati Artist Grant. We have several other well-known and well-established artists, including Mary Barr Rhodes. We have some emerging artists, including Darcy Bhatnagar, and some re-emerging artists, including Melissa Samarco.
You were looking for diversity.
Oh, absolutely. When I came up with the concept for this show, I wanted it to really show how diverse and how exquisite the contributions of the women in our community have been to the art world. Many of these women are internationally shown and sold. Many of them are internationally trained, and many of them are locally trained, and some have a combination. But what they bring is so diverse and so rich that I wanted this to really show how they've helped the community, how they have contributed to the arts in both their teaching and in their presentations.
Well, we'll get back to the exhibition, but I do want to ask Cedric to tell us something about how Harvest Gallery works and how this show fits into the philosophy that established the gallery.
Well, Harvest Gallery was created by Michael Hurst. Michael Hurst and another gentleman by the name of Jim Mankhouse were two artists that started at a place called Engine 22 Studios, which is the old firehouse on West 15th Street where Harvest Gallery exists. They, as former graduates of the Art Academy, wanted to create a place for artists to have their studios, but also create a gallery that allows local artists and regional artists who want to just show their work and promote their own work within a space to do that at an affordable rate, because the gallery itself does not take any commission whatsoever. And it's pretty much ran by the people who are in the gallery, who are exhibiting in the gallery. The gallery officially started in 2012, but the space itself has been around for a long time. It's just now been used as a gallery, and it's been very great. We've had some wonderful shows, and we've received great exposure, and also a lot of the people, a lot of the artists who have shown there are really pleased with the room that they have.
Alyssa, in putting this exhibition together, was the problem finding enough women to take part, or was it the other way around?
It was almost the other way around. I had a lot of help locating these fabulous artists. For the most part, I had a stellar response. They said, oh, I'd love to. That sounds like a fantastic idea. I don't think anybody's done that before, to have this many local women artists come together at one time. I really had a good response. For the most part, it's been a wonderful response.
As I understand it, you wanted to represent the various lifestyles that women live in Cincinnati, urban and suburban and rural, even if you go to the outskirts.
Yes, I've got pastoral scenes, contemporary, impressionistic, which would demonstrate the rural and possibly the suburban. And I also have fabulous pieces which bring together the organic with what you might call harsher metallic, which you find more in the urban settings.
The nature of the art in this show is so varied. Did that produce any problems in installing it?
Well, there's always decisions that have to be made, and I think some decisions are difficult, more difficult than others, and some decisions aren't difficult at all. But that's part of curating and hanging a show and making it come together in a way that makes sense. I think that's what we've done.
Because of the nature of the gallery, the hours are a little unusual, so I'd like you to tell us when people can see this exhibition.
Certainly. Because this is a private gallery, we are going to have gallery hours, Thursdays, Fridays from 5 to 8, and then Saturdays from 1 to 4. Obviously, in our announcement, if you care to see the gallery at another time, you just need to call and make an appointment.
Cedric, is this one of the larger exhibitions that Harvest Gallery has shown?
Yes, it is. We've had other exhibitions before that were along the same scale. For example, we did a partnership with the Cincinnati Art Academy where Mike Hurst and myself judged and curated an exhibition for students. And one of the students was awarded a solo exhibition as well. But I have to say, this is the largest as far as the number of artists and the number of established artists.
Cedric and Elisa, thanks so much for coming by. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, anytime. I love to talk about this.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Cedric Cox, artist and participant in Over the Rhine's Harvest Gallery, and Elisa Sammarco Magnaheim, curator of the current show there, March On Women, an exhibition of art by women on women. For more information, see WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Jane Durrell.